here at Farm Progress Show, a lot of folks stopping by your booth. What do you want them to walk away from here knowing?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. A couple of things I think are big for us. One is this year we came out with a new product formulation as a planter box application, which really is a pretty unique way to apply a microbe. And so we're talking that up a lot. Something we've co-developed with our partners at Lomutech, and they share the booth next to us, so it's a good partnership there. Also, I think this is a really good year for biologicals to stand out. It hasn't been the easiest year agronomically in a lot of places, and that's really where biologicals can help a lot. They really help the plants to put bigger root systems, really develop well early on, and that's helped them through some of these more difficult times, and I think it's really going to show up in the yield towards the end of the year. We went out in the field yesterday and pulled some sample corns in some of these trial, and you can really see the difference. So.
Your company is relatively new in the ag space, and so this is a good opportunity for you to meet some new people. So what are they saying when they learn about your company?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You get a collection of different responses. Some people that have never interacted with a biological, so you really kind of have to explain what does this mean, you know, how these small microbes can be so important to plant health. So that's a part of what we go through. Then there's other people that maybe have tried biologicals and haven't had a great experience. So then you've got a little more of an uphill battle there to explain, you know, what happened in the past, why. But the other reality is biology is complex. And I will be the first to admit that I don't think a biological is going to help you every year. I think it's going to help you 2 out of 3 years. It's going to help you in the years when the growing conditions aren't optimal, but if they're really, really good, you probably won't see a benefit with the biological. So we've kind of got to go through and tell that story to help people understand it better.
With a lot of ag companies that are with different products that are non-biologicals, you see a lot of research and development dollars going in, and you see new products every year. Yep. Is it the same case with biologics?
You know, it's been... I'm newer to the ag industry. I've spent most of my career in more industrial parts of biotechnology. So it's been a big learning curve for me, and then doubly so as a startup, that it really takes a lot of time to launch a new product in ag. And the product cycles are long because, you know, you've probably got to do 3 years minimum of trials to get people interested in your product to then probably do a year or two of trials of their own. So, you know, although we're pretty new for people seeing us much on the commercial front, we've been around for 9 years, but a lot of that was early R&D work. And so we're just hitting the stride now where we've got more products coming out. We just had our corn rootworm product approved by the EPA, so that's something we're gonna go out in a big way and do trials next year and probably launch commercially in 2024. So yeah, we've got a pipeline that's slowly kind of maturing now.
But having a pipeline is something that's pretty important, so you take out that long lens, if you will, and you see a lot of opportunity down the road for your company and for farmers.
Yes, absolutely. And again, another place where we're putting a lot of effort. So, you know, the corn and soybean market is a big one that we put a lot of effort in the last 3 or 4 years. I feel like we're kind of just getting the uplift on now, which is great. We're also going back. In our early days, we had looked a lot at some of the higher value vegetables like tomatoes, like cucurbits and leafy greens, and we're going back to that space and seeing, yeah, we still show some value there too, but really now getting partners in distribution and just have enough of a name to get people interested in pursuing some of those things. So
what are you really buzzed up about? What do you really get excited about?
You know, the biggest one right now is the planter box. I think we hit a milestone this year in being on just over 1 million acres in corn and soy, which is a pretty good milestone for a startup. You know, I've got several of our partners asking how they can get more already next year, and we haven't even hit the yield mark. They're liking what they're seeing in the field, so I think we could be on 2 to 4 million acres next year. So we're really, really feeling like we're getting some momentum, which has taken a while and been some hard work, but it's rewarding when you start to see it happen.
That's awesome. Anything else you would like to share?
You know, honestly, just really excited with what we've got coming. I think that corn rootworm product we think has really got some potential. We're actually actively soliciting for people that might be interested in trialing that next year. People that have corn rootworm problems, people that do corn on corn, you know, reach out to us. We'd like to talk to you. We'd like to find places to really get some good, meaningful data next year.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.